Amazon is sending out an apology. On Friday, they put out a public apology where they admitted some of their workers were peeing in bottles. Quote, it did not contemplate our large driver population and instead wrongly focused on our fulfillment centers. And they're trying to find a better way for the drivers, you know, to not have to pee in a bottle. So the people that have to put up, they go through the most hoops to get to the bathroom.
You say Mel's got a good one. Before we get to Mel, let me ask you this. We should hear from a mail delivery person or somebody who was in that field. Do you think they are allowed to, do you think it's against rules for them to park their vehicle somewhere and go into like a McDonald's and go to the bathroom or something? Do you think that's like abandoning a federal, like
maybe.
Do you think they're told they can't do that?
Probably.
Do you think they're told they cannot ask a homeowner, can I use your bathroom? Do you think they're told that's a fireable offense? Do you think that's in the book? There's got to be a handbook where this stuff is in. There's got to be a handbook that says,
don't go knocking on the door.
What are your bathroom rules, mail delivery people?
Listen to Mel. Mel has to go through.
What does Mel have to go through? What does Mel do?
Mel, tell John what you told me.
Yeah, I work as a flagger. If the crew is on the road and you can't get one of them to relieve you, you hold it. Sometimes for 12 hours.
No kidding. And they say that there's repercussions from that when you go to the doctor and stuff, you said.
Yeah, you wind up, their flaggers are the most prone for kidney infections. Bladder infections and kidney stones.
Who said that? Who said that flaggers are the most, is the profession that has the most cases of kidney infections? Who said that?
When you go into the doctor, as soon as they diagnose you with kidney stones or something, they look at you and they say, you're a flagger, aren't you?
Wow.
I'm like, yep.
Isn't that harsh?
So your shifts are 12 hours long?
Oh, they can be longer than that. When we get called out for storm, it could be 40 hours.
You can't go to the bathroom for 40 hours.
Wait. Come on. You're not. You're not standing 40 hours nonstop. You're not doing that.
Yeah. You go from spot to spot, and it's 40 hours straight.
You're telling me for 40 hours nonstop, no sleep, you're standing for 40 hours nonstop.
That's storm call out.
Brad.
When you're trying to restore power, the power crews, they work the first 40 hours straight through, and then you get 12 hours off, and you go to 16 and 8.
Hold on a second. You're telling me that you're working 40 hours nonstop, 40 consecutive hours nonstop.
Yep.
You've done that.
Many times.
Wow.
Brad.
Nonstop.
How could you do that?
No, they're
that's
like
five days
laws,
with no sleep.
Like OSHA.
There's no way they would allow
like,
you
yeah,
to do that.
No,
there's no way they'd allow you to do that.
Break
there's
times
no way.
And things like
come
that.
Come on. 40 hours nonstop. Come on.
I believe you when you say that you can't go to the bathroom and stuff like that, and that can be a problem.
I can't believe that you're on your feet for 40 consecutive. That's 5 days nonstop on your feet, you would collapse. You would just collapse.
No, it's 40 hours straight through. It's day and night. You go 40 hours straight.
All right, somebody else who is a flagger, you got to back this up. Now, I believe in your profession, where what you said about infection rates and what have you.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that if you're out there for extended periods
and
of time.
And you just got to hold it. And that's got to be hard if you're the older you get, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're 20 or something, that you might be able to do that. But when you're 50.
You're not. Yeah, 50 years.
I don't care. I'm going to the bathroom right now.
That's right.
It's
happening right here, right now. Yeah. Well, some of those flagger jobs pay pretty good, though. My son was he got cleared to do it, and he never ended up doing it. But the money was really good. He told me what it was paying. I was like, "Well, man, you got to take that flagging gig, man. That's a good deal. You got to take it." But he never did. What
working at?
What about Depends? So email listeners are calling in and saying, emailing in and saying, that dude needs some Depends. He needs to have Depends.
Got him.
You got him? You got the Depends?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, man. Well, good for you.
Wow.
Thanks.
Hold on.
All right, Brad and John, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM.
Austin says he believes the thing about the storm and the 40 hours. You said plowing snow, you went how long?
I've gone 36 straight hours, taken a four-hour nap, and done another 36-hour stint.
Okay, you took a – well, I'm not going to minimize – I'm not going to say, well, you took a four-hour nap. I mean, that is – That's pretty rough to do to split up.
I mean, it's only 2 days when you think about it. Firefighters go 48-hour shifts, and then they're off for three. But they get to sleep a little bit, but they could be up that whole shift.
But this guy is saying that for 40 hours, he's on his feet at one site. That's what I took him to say. Didn't you, Brad?
Yeah, that's how I
He's standing
well,
on the
street. It might not be one site. You might be moving between a couple sites, so you might be in your truck for a little bit, but... Yeah, when the PD crews are working, they're out like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, John, speaking of flaggers and stuff, I had one of those deals, one of those awkward situations where I'm first in line at the flagging, and he turns and says, you know, turns the sign so it says slow. So I turn out and start going into the other lane, and then I see the car come around the corner right at me, and they had a miscommunication where the guy at one end said slow and the other dude said slow, and the guy ran up to side my car, and he's like, no, pull back over. And so I had to pull back over and let the guys go past
me. Hey, flaggers, get it together over there.
Yeah, had a radio breakdown.
All right, Brad and John at KISM.com, 360-733-5476. How long do you think you could stand, Brad? I might be able to go, I can go 12 hours on my feet, not without a bathroom break. I might be able to stand for 12 hours nonstop. 40 hours?
I think he's saying, you know, you're moving from one site to another or down the road. You get in your truck and move down the road a little bit. And, you know.
But no sleep. 40 hours, no sleep. No, Austin said he got a few hours in between.
Yeah.
This guy was saying no sleep. What do you say to that, Jim? Without swearing, please.
That's not the case, Bill. He might work 40 hours, but he had bathroom breaks and a chance to go get a meal. Because that's the Lion crews actually will go relieve the flagger so they can go do that. I mean, everybody's got to go to the bathroom.
So it's not like you had to duck behind a tree, though. You can jump in a truck and go down to a facility and things.
Yeah, you might have to duck behind a tree if it's dark out and you can, but most time they give them a chance to go somewhere.
But you're saying that guy probably did do 40 hours without sleeping. Unless
that's not uncommon.
Well, that's crazy enough right there. That's crazy enough right there. A week's worth
in one shift.
Yeah.
He's part of getting the customers back in power, and then you'll probably get a 6 or 8 hour rest period, and then you'll be right back at it for whatever it takes.
Brad, I think right around the 30th hour, even if I was up a pole, I'd fall asleep. Even if I'm up a pole somewhere, I probably would. I'd nod off up there a little bit, you know.
Even
with the wind and rain, I don't know how I could stay awake after 40 hours of no sleep, man. Uh-huh. That's crazy. All right, Jim. Are you still doing it, or are you retired?
No, we're still. And I said I work right now, and I heard that guy talking. I said, I got to call in.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your good work, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Getting that power back.
Thanks for listening.